By the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour the disciple took her into his home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, as you heard Father say at the beginning of Mass, we take a break today from ordinary time to celebrate the feast day of our patron saint, our namesake of our parish, Our Lady of Perpetual Help. Most of you are somewhat familiar with the icon that's displayed here in the sanctuary and on our vestments here today. And that icon is an authentic expression of a Byzantine art from ancient times. The gold that you see there reflects God's glory. And in the portrait, we see Our Lady with the Christ child and the archangels Michael and Gabriel. Those are the small ones up in the corners there. And those two archangels are holding the instruments that will be used to torture Christ in the future. And little Jesus is looking towards those. And at the same time, that little Christ child is comforted in his mother's arms. You notice one of his sandals is about to fall off, reminding us that Our Lady is always there to help us when we need assistance with our own troubles. It was Our Lady who protected little Jesus in his childhood as he grew. And it is the same Our Lady who watches over us and our parish today. Just a moment ago in the Gospel, we heard Jesus give us the most amazing gift. With one of his very last breaths on earth while hanging on the cross, he said simply, "Behold your mother." And his mother became our mother. And just like our earthly mother, there are many faces of the Blessed Mother. I mentioned before here in a past homily, there's another old painting from the 13th century that always piqued my interest. It's a painting that shows Our Lady with her fist raised as she's about to punch the devil right in the face. I realize that's probably not the picture that comes to your mind when we think of Our Lady. Most of us probably think either of the young virgin in a dirty, smelly stable about to give birth to the Son of God, or maybe the more mature Mary, the mother of Jesus, a woman of mercy and tenderness, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. But Our Lady is all these things, and so much, much more. We can too easily forget that Mary is also the woman clothed in the sun who crushes the head of the serpent, who faces down that great dragon in the sky. She embodies in her purity the greatness of humanity, a perfect example of a humanity that is alive and committed to God. She's the mother who leads us to Christ, who intercedes for us, comforts us, teaches us, but also defends us. C.S. Lewis once wrote that Christianity is a fighting religion. Not fighting like we tend to see in our streets today, not in the sense of hatred or violence directed at others, but rather in the spiritual struggle against the evil in the world today, where our own weapons are love, prayer, courage, self-sacrifice, and responsibility. Our Lady is the perfect flesh and blood model for our church. And my friends, Our Lady Perpetual Help and the mother of us all is quite accomplished at punching the devil or stomping on the head of the snake. Today, as we gather here as Mary's adopted sons and daughters, we're reminded that just like the little child Jesus, we all must continue to learn from our Blessed Mother. And yes, Mary does embody unending mercy and tenderness, but she is also one tough lady. When a woman loves with a mother's heart, there's almost an instant realization that the day will come when pain will enter that heart. And while the crosses are different, for many of us, the crosses are there. There are crosses for every family. They may be divorce, disease, death. They may be harsh words, unacceptable actions. It may be separation, rejection, and long, impossible nights. But through it all, those who love with a mother's heart never stop protecting their children, never stop teaching their children, never stop loving their children. Never. For there is nothing like a mother's love. Mary had a chance to see God's entire plan played out. She suffered through the crucifixion, celebrated the resurrection, and even witnessed the tongues of fire come down at Pentecost. Many years ago, some of you remember the Family Circus comic strip that used to be in our newspapers. The children in that comic were discussing babies, and one of them said that a stork does not bring babies. They come from UPS. Today they come from Amazon, I think. But anyway, one of the other little children in that strip had the best line. He said, babies are connected to their mothers by a biblical cord. And yes, we are connected to Mary by a biblical cord, by the Bible itself, as we just heard. But here in our parish, we're also connected and protected in a special way by our namesake of Our Lady of Perpetual Help. For at the cross, Jesus gave Mary to us to be our mother. And he lives now through us. We are the body of Christ. We are Mary's children. And she leads us, protects us, and loves each of us now, just as she did that young baby Jesus so many years ago. My friends, today we live in an evil world where the devil never seems to rest. We have so many issues right here in our own country, and even more around the world, that cause so much pain and sadness. So many are being caught up in this flood of evil, and so many of us are giving in to selfishness, anxiety, and discouragement, and many seem to be turning their back away from God and His church. But no matter how difficult it is, we must not turn away. We must pray and fast with a living faith and a firm confidence. There's no better way to find the strength to do that than to turn to Our Lady. For our Heavenly Mother understands our fears, and she wants nothing more than to help us find the joy and peace that can only be found in her Son. She will comfort and defend us, even smack the devil in the face if we ask her on bended knee. It's kind of difficult to give a homily about Mary without mentioning her ultimate weapon, the Most Holy Rosary. Saint Padre Pio said it best with these words. He noted, some people are so foolish they think they can go through life without the help of the Blessed Mother. Love Our Lady and pray the Rosary, for her Rosary is the weapon against the evils of the world today. Run to Mary, love her, be souls of prayer. Never tire of what is of praying. It is what is essential. This prayer shakes the very heart of God. Yes, all of us here have a very special connection to Our Lady of Perpetual Help, but we still must swallow our pride and humbly ask her to stand by us as we struggle to fight the temptation of the world. We must humbly ask her to lead us to the heavenly kingdom. I invite you to once more to gaze upon that icon as I pray. Our Lady of Perpetual Help, your worldless gaze tells us so much about you. Your knowing eyes look upon us with tender love. The slight bend of your head reveals such maternal concern. While your left hand supports your holy child, your right hand is ready to embrace us as well. Just as little Jesus feels the beating of your heart, so do we. as you encourage us to lead a life of hope, a life of holiness. And just as his sandal will eventually fall and drop off, through your intercession, may God pick us up as we stumble and fall. Never let us be parted from you and your Son. Lady of love, you invite us to place our hand where his fingers touch yours, near a heart of endless hope, so that we may be united often in prayer with you here on earth, and joined forever with you in heaven. Our Lady of Perpetual Help, pray for us.